Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, August 15th, 2013. Well, singer-songwriter John Bauer has chalked up 30 Covenant Award nominations and 5 wins, including the 2012 Worship Album of the Year, 1 Independent Music Award, and a Juno nomination. While the accolades are welcome, John's, quote, heart is to encourage people that worship is more than music. It's a lifestyle and it's a choice, end quote. His newest CD, Roots of Worship, is a collection of songs from his 18 years of leading worship in 15 countries on 5 continents. We're going to spend some time with John tonight to find out a bit more about him, his ministry, and his new CD. But before we do, let's listen to Forever Rain from John Bauer's latest CD, Roots of Worship.
You are good, you are good, when there's nothing good in me. You are love, on display for all to see. You are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sin. You are peace, when my fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death has lost its sting. Oh, I'm running to your eyes.
John Bauer. Good evening, John.
Good evening. How are you doing, Robert?
Not bad. Let's go back to the beginning. There may be some of our listeners out here who aren't familiar with you and your music. So let's start with where did your interest in music start?
Well, that's a great question, because to be honest with you, when I was younger, I mean, music really was the furthest thing that I ever wanted to do. And it's you know, the two things I always said I would never do in life, but one was music and two was teaching. And to go back a little further, I'll explain why. But from the teaching aspect, my parents and sister, aunts and uncles, it seems like every relative in my family is a teacher. And so I always said I would never become a teacher. And I always wanted to do something different. And the second thing I always said I would never do is music. You know, when I was young, my parents highly encouraged me to take piano lessons at a young age, and I really did not like that one bit. And then also singing in a couple church musicals when I was younger. I really didn't love singing whatsoever. And so when I was 12 years old, my parents kind of gave me the choice of to continue or not. And so, you know, at that age, I decided, no, this is not something I wanted to do. I wanted to focus more on sports and enjoy that. And so, you know, up until 18, I really didn't have much to do with music. And when I was 18, my sister gave me a CD. And I was heading to Bible school, and she gave me a CD, and she said, "Hey, John, you may like this. This may connect with you." And it was a worship CD. And back in those days, worship CDs were few and far between on the bookstore shelves at the Christian bookstore. And you know, you had the pop contemporary, you know, Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant, Stephen Curtis Chapman, but you didn't really have a ton of worship CDs. And so I put that in my car as I was driving to school that day. And as I just started to sing along to these real simple songs of worship. And as I did, the Spirit of God just fell in my little Honda Civic as I started to drive. And I just remember tears streaming down my face as I experienced the joy of God's presence as I was worshiping Him. And in that moment, in that car as I was driving, just God's Spirit whispered to my voice, my heart softly that day, and just said, "John, you know, up to this moment in life, music has never been a passion of yours. It's never been on your radar. But just as you are experiencing my presence and just experiencing the joy of my presence as you've been worshiping me, I have something like this for you to do in the coming days to lead God's people in this as well, and to write and record songs that you're hearing, similar songs like that." And so in that car on that day, I just surrendered to the Lord, and I said, "Lord, whatever your plans are for me, I will follow you." And so it didn't, nothing instantaneously happened. I didn't just start touring as a recording artist. It didn't happen at all like that. It was just small little steps from there on that God just started to develop this ministry that I'm doing right now. And so, you know, as I went to Bible school and then I went on to university and graduated with an arts degree, after that degree, I wasn't really sure what to do because I couldn't do too much with that, and I needed a little bit different direction. I said, "Mom, what do you suggest? What do you think I should, you know, focus on now?" And she said, "Well, you know, John, why don't you become a teacher? You know, teaching is such a great profession and such a great jumping off point for so many different careers in life, if that's what you want to do." And so, you know, I always said I would never become a teacher, but my mom is always so wise. And so I just prayed and felt, yeah, that's what I should do. And so I went in and became a teacher and went into a class, and I was placed in a Christian classroom in the public school system here in Edmonton area, in St. Albert, where I live and reside with my family here. And as I was teaching, I started to essentially be a worship pastor in the classroom with my kids, because it was a Christian program in the public school system, and so I was able to sing songs and lead the kids in anything basically you'd pretty much do in church. And so I started to sing with my kids and lead in worship on a daily basis. And after 3 years of teaching, God just started to open doors for me to go outside the walls of my classroom and outside the walls of my home church, because, you know, ever since that moment in the car with God, my worship pastor said, "Hey, you know, I heard you used to be able to sing when you were younger, and so would you want to come join one of our worship teams at church?" And so, you know, very fearfully and hesitantly, I did, and I started doing that once a month, and a few months later, just said, "Would you start leading one of the teams?" And so from my piano training earlier in life, I was able to pick up guitar and teach myself in a few months how to play that. And so I just been leading once a month for the last number of years, and while I was in university and then a teacher. And so, you know, at that point in teaching, God just started to reveal that you know, He wanted me to go out and lead others in worship outside the walls of my home church and my home school. And so I just started to do that. And it came to the point where my wife and I just said, "God, we think you're up to something here, and we're just going to take a step of faith, and I'll take a leave from teaching and see where you have us." And so I did that for 1 year, and after that year had passed, I took a second year from leave from teaching, and so now it's been 8 years of just doing full-time music ministry ever since, and it's literally taken us around the world. This last year, I think we were in maybe 6 different countries in ministry, and it's just been a privilege. I mean, I can't imagine anything other than, you know, what I'm doing in life right now that I would love so much.
Well, one of the things that you talk about, and as you're telling a story that it comes through, is that you started to understand worship as a way of life.
Absolutely.
And sort of explain that perspective, because I think we still have that perspective that worship is something we do. You know, we either put on a worship CD, or, you know, those of us who are musical will pick up an instrument and start playing, or, you know, it's the first 15 minutes of church on a Sunday morning. How define that whole aspect of worship as a way of life for us?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, Robert, because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that you know, I started to lead and worship at church, and so I started to do that for a couple years, and I did that one Sunday, led worship with my church family, and just had a powerful time of worship. And the next day, of course, after Sunday is Monday, and I went to university and went through my normal day like a good student should, and I came back home, and I went downstairs to watch some TV. And as I was ready to turn that on, God's Spirit just whispered and said, "John, don't do that today. I just want to spend some time with you." And I was a little taken back because I'd never really heard God's Spirit whisper so strongly to my heart since I'd been in the car with him in that moment with that first worship CD. But I put the remote down, and I went into another room of our house, and I sat down, and I just started to pray. I closed my eyes. And then all of a sudden, my hands went to the keys of the piano, and I just started to pray out a brand new song to Jesus that day that I'd never said before, that I'd never prayed before. And I started to sing, "Lord, may my life be my worship, and my life, may that be my song." And as soon as I prayed that, I stopped, and God's Spirit just almost posed a question to me and said, "John, did you do that today? Did you worship me today on Monday? Because I heard you yesterday at church, but how about on Monday?" And then he just reminded me of all of the things that I had said and done, like, for example, driving on the freeway in rush hour traffic in Edmonton here, and how someone was trying to merge in front of me. And in that moment, I knew God's Spirit was saying, "John, let this person in front of you." But what did I do as I was singing so loudly to Jesus to that worship CD in the car? I stepped on the gas, and I didn't even let that person have a chance to get in front of me. Another instance, I was passing a stranger in the hallways at university that day, and I could see in their face that something was wrong, and there's tears. And God was just saying, say hello to the stranger as you pass them by. Just try and bring one word of encouragement to them. And as I was passing them by, instead of saying that one word of encouragement, I just allowed fear to creep up inside my heart, and I just turned away as I walked past them. I didn't say one word for Jesus, not even one. And as I sat on the piano bench with God that day, and I prayed that prayer, "Lord, may my life be my worship," God just said, "John, yeah, you know, worship is not just the songs you sing at church as a worship leader or as a person who is attending church. It's not just the prayers you pray to me. It's a lifestyle. And it's the simple moments of the day throughout your day when my Spirit whispers for you to do something, to say something, to respond to a need that's before you, because you know that that's something I would do." God said, "John, that is living out your worship. And what it is just simple obedience to my Spirit throughout the day." And in that moment, I realized that I had, for so many years, compartmentalized my worship just to the songs, just to maybe the prayers that I prayed at church on the Sunday morning. But it wasn't 24/7. It wasn't everything else that happens throughout the week. And really, that was the start of this ministry in my mind and my heart, because God just really revealed to me that, "John, I don't want you just to be a worship leader. I want you to be a lead worshiper in everything that you say and you do throughout your life. And I want you to encourage the church to do the same, because this church, the world doesn't need just, you know, Christians on Sundays, but people who go throughout their regular schedule without even thinking the rest of the week. You know, Jesus wants to be seen in us every moment of the day, whether we're at home or at school or at work or driving our cars or walking down the street." And so, yeah, that's really what God revealed to me. And Romans 12:1-2, you know, a living sacrifice, is the scripture that God spoke to my heart that day, and I opened it up, and really that's been the heartbeat behind this ministry ever since. And I didn't realize it in that moment as I sang that song, but that was really, really kind of the start of this ministry long before I ever saw it coming.
Well, what I want to do is on that note, take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our guest, John Bauer, and talk about his new CD project, Roots of Worship. Blessed, I'm your host, Robert White, name, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave His Son for man to die, that He might
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Blessed Be the Name from John Bauer's Roots of Worship CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with John. And this sort of, this whole new CD kind of feeds into what we were just talking about and worship being a lifestyle and the whole thing. But one of the things you've done that's really neat is something like, you know, the song Blessed Be the Name, which also features High Valley, has a distinctly bluegrass country feel to it. You decided to arrange the songs along those lines and take familiar worship songs and rearrange them. How did that all come about as you decided to do Roots of Worship?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. Well, I've been leading worship for the last 18 years now, and the ministry that God has placed me in here, literally it's taken me around the world, leading in different cultures, in even different languages, in different places all around the world. And so this last couple years, I've had on my heart that I should do an acoustic CD of really familiar songs that I often lead when I'm not leading my own songs in a worship time. And many of the songs, you know, are led in different languages and such. And so I just was on a tour in the U.S. and driving, and I was just thinking and just praying and just asking God, what would you like to see happen for this project? And I just sensed, you know, what if I did a CD of familiar songs, but they weren't done in a familiar way? And I just kept thinking, you know, for me, when I listen to something that I've heard so many times before, what helps me see and experience something in a new way is if it's done in a fresh way than what I've always heard it done before. And so, through the years, I've had many great friends and still do have many great friends in different genres, from folk music to country to bluegrass to southern gospel. And I just started to think, what if I mixed, you know, the folk bluegrass country sound with the familiar songs that I normally lead each weekend that are normally done in a more pop contemporary way? And so I just called up my producer that I'd worked with on my last album down in Nashville, and I just started saying, hey, what do you think of this? And he just fell in love with the idea as well. And so we just got together and it all came together in an amazing way. And so that's really kind of the roots behind it. But the title, Roots of Worship, again, there's something significant about that, because I've had the privilege of leading worship, as I mentioned earlier, around the world in different places, different cultures, different languages. And so, you know, no matter where I go, no matter where I get to worship with the body of Christ, you know, even if it's different languages or different places, the roots are the same. You know, even though the languages may be different, we all may look a little different, sound a little different, the roots are the same, and that's in Jesus Christ. And so I just started to think about, again, the nature of the CD and the roots of our worship. And just the imagery of the tree and you know, the tree's above, but the roots are you know, go so much further than what we can actually see with our human eyes so often. And so really that was kind of the imagery that, again, I received about this project. And so that was really the nature of it. And some of these songs on this project, are very old traditional songs that I used to sing when I was a boy, 5 years old in church, back in the day when drums were a little bit illegal and, you know, we had to use our hands to keep the beat. And that was one of the songs, Blessed Be the Name, that you just heard. That was one of the songs that I used to sing when I was just a young boy in church. And then some of these other songs on this project are brand new songs that, again, the church is using in their worship times as new songs to connect with Jesus. And so really there's a wide range of songs on this project, and it was just a lot of fun to, again, change the familiar songs to make them uniquely different.
Mm-hmm.
That's the background, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned writing your own songs and that, and I'm always interested in that whole creative process that artists go through as they're creating. Are you a lyrics first or a music first type of songwriter? What comes to you first?
Question. For me, it's really across the board. Some songs I start with lyrics first, and some songs I start with just playing guitar or going on piano and just getting a melody in place. Or a tempo to something. So really it is really across the board. For me, a lot of times the songs that I write will come about through either a scripture that I'm reading, and all of a sudden it pops out and I just you know, I'm reading a scripture in the Bible, and then I just start singing it out a little bit, and I start thinking, yeah, that there's a song there. And so then I'll pick up my guitar and I'll just start singing out the lyrics of the scripture or the scripture verse, singing that out in some different ways and seeing how it comes together. Other times it's an experience that I have, and an experience that I have in life, because again, I believe that there's so many different moments in life that God presents us with that are moments where he's just trying to plant something in our hearts and our minds. And so sometimes for me, that planting involves a song that, again, I can relive that moment that where God has been teaching me something through it. And a lot of the songs on my last project, Forevermore, where I guess I should say my last, you know, four or five projects came about that way, just through moments and experiences. And then I'll pick up a guitar as I'm experiencing that when I get home and just start singing out maybe one of the lines that kind of caught my attention or that God kind of whispered to my heart as I was in that moment. So really for me, it happens in a lot of different ways, and sometimes even through co-writing, you know, getting together with some co-writer friends of mine, and we just sit down and just say, hey, this is something that's been going through my mind and heart lately, or sometimes it's just all of a sudden you just start playing something together and say, hey, that sounds like a song. I don't know what it is, but let's just keep going down that road a little bit further and see if maybe something comes out. So yeah, it's really a wide range of how I write songs.
Well, what I need to do is looking at time going here, we've got to take one final break, and then we'll be back to wrap up our conversation with worship leader John Bauer. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains.
Arts Connection. You've been listening to Mighty to Save from John Bauer's Roots of Worship CD. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to finish up our conversation with John. John, looking at it, what's next on your agenda?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think here. I'm doing some local things here at home this weekend, and then I'm off actually to Germany for a month on tour, and we'll be in 10 different cities. It's kind of our annual Germany tour, and this will be our fifth year there. Then after that, again, through various parts of Canada, from Ontario to Alberta to BC and back again, and then over to Hawaii and back into the States again for later part in the wintertime. It's funny how we always tour in hotter places in the wintertime. I'm not sure why that is, but it's one of those things that happens. So anyway, it's a good adventure coming up here again.
Any idea on an upcoming project? Like now you've got Roots of Worship out. Are you looking at something else in the future?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. This next little while, because again, most of these songs are familiar cover songs that churches are singing, but they weren't mostly my songs. So I'm constantly songwriting and doing songwriting trips. And so, yeah, definitely in the next year and a half, I would love to have, again, my own project released of my own original songs as well.
And if people are interested in learning more about you or your music, how can they do that?
Yeah, I guess the portal for everything social is johnbauermusic.com, and that's JohnBauerMusic.com. And that'll take you to links for my website, of course, but iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all of those areas. So love to see you online and meet you. That'd be great.
Great. John, thanks very much for your time tonight.
My privilege. Thanks so much.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, John Bauer. And just a quick program note, Arts Connection is moving to a new day and time. Beginning September 2nd, you can listen to Arts Connection every Monday from 9:30 to 10 p.m. If you miss us, look up for our archive programs on our website, Selah Ministries, selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's selawministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.